It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. A song written by German composer Mendelssohn has had its first public hearing since it went missing 140 years ago. Mendelssohn wrote the privately commissioned piece titled The Heart of Man is Like a Mine in 1842. It was never published, but the original manuscript has now emerged in a private collection in the United States. It'll be sold at Christie's later this month. The song is short, 29 bars, for an alto voice and piano in A-flat. It was a private commission for an acquaintance who worked at the Court Theater in Berlin. Christie's senior specialist in manuscripts, Thomas Benning, said, "It's a very exciting rediscovery. This song was only ever a private commission, and we know that even in Mendelssohn's lifetime, he deliberately prevented its circulation. Manuscript's been lost for over 100 years. It seems likely that we have here music by one of the great composers that no living person has ever heard. It's quite simple, short song with a catchy, lilting melody." The text of the song is drawn from a poem comparing the human heart to a mine, which can produce gold, silver, or humbler ore. How and why the piece came to be in the U.S. is still a mystery. The song's accompanied by a letter from Mendelssohn to theater manager Johann Valentin Teichmann, who commissioned the song, asking him not to circulate it. Confirming what some of us already thought, a recent study shows guitar players are different than the rest of us. In a 2012 study in Berlin, researchers had 12 pairs of guitarists play the same piece of music while having their brain scanned. They discovered that the guitarists' neural networks would synchronize not only during the piece, but even slightly before playing. That sync happens in the areas of the brain that deal with music production and also social cognition, so it makes a real difference in how a group of guitarists sounds. When people talk about a band's chemistry, that may well be what they're talking about. Researchers found that when a guitarist solos, he or she temporarily deactivates the brain region that routinely shuts down when achieving big-picture goals, signaling a shift from conscious to unconscious thought. When non-musicians attempt to solo, the conscious portion of their brains stay on, which indicates that guitarists are able to switch to this more creative and less practical mode of thinking more easily. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.